Make sure that you're sitting in your chair or on the ground or whatnot, in a comfortable position. Make sure that you're sitting in a position where your back can be straight. Your posture is upright and your back is straight. You can sit with your feet on the ground or one foot under your thigh or whatever is comfortable. And place your hands folded on your lap, on top of one another. Begin to release the tension from your body as you take some slow and deep breaths. Gradually release. Slowly releasing and releasing and releasing. Releasing the tension in the body, but also releasing the focus. On the body. Instead, bring your awareness entirely to your breath. Breathing slowly in, be with your inhalation. And breathing slowly out, be with the exhalation, entirely present. Inhaling, being aware of the inhalation. Exhaling, being aware of the exhalation, slowly. Let your mind settle. Until you are focused only on the breath. Don't think about anything at all. Just focus on the breath with your awareness. Awareness of breathing in, awareness of exhaling. And gradually you're releasing all the tension in your body. Except you're keeping your spine nice and straight. And just continue to be with your breath. Let yourself be absolutely as still as possible. Anytime your mind wants to move, bring it back to the breath. Within the breath is prana, or your very life force. Your soul is moving through the airs of the body, riding on the breath. By stilling yourself and allowing this prana to circulate through the motionless body, you can clean and vitalize your centers. So they are shining. Sound is the quality present in space. The self is distinct from both sound and space. Space is situated in that supreme self, and the self is in space. That very same space, however, does not know the self. Touch is the quality associated with air. The self is distinct from both touch and air. The air is situated within the self, and the self is in the air. The air, however, does not know the self. Form is the quality present in fire. The self is distinct from both form and fire. Fire is situated in that self, and the self is in fire. Fire, however, does not know the self. The same with flavor is the attribute of water. The self is distinct from both flavor and water. Water is situated in that self. The water and the self is in the water. The water, however, does not know the self. Scent is the attribute of the earth. The self is distinct from both scent and earth. The earth is situated in that self, and the self is in the earth. The earth, however, does not know the self. It is the mind alone that considers itself the enjoyer of sense objects, because it alone grasps them. In the realization that everything has become the self alone, how can the self think itself the enjoyer, and of what? Where indeed will the self go? In consideration with this, how could I, being that self, be the enjoyer of sense objects? Continue to be aware only of the breath, in and out. Gradually withdrawing your mind from those sense objects and inwards onto the soul, which is, of course, as we have said, in the breath. Inhale deeply and exhale deeply. The vitality of God. Focus your attention on the area of the heart center. As you inhale and exhale deeply, one should think the truth is identical with the sacred syllable Om, and I am He. I am He who is the Supreme Brahman, the essence of whom is Krishna, whose only form is one of eternal bliss. One should meditate upon the self, thinking, I am Gopal. Verily, Gopal Krishna is unmanifest, infinite, and eternal.
Shivaya. child. Shri Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama.